Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending May 6th. South Stream pipeline not in national interests. President wants press freedom. Truth wall in Kiev. Mika Newton in Eurovision 2011 and more. I'm Keith Parent. The planned South Stream natural gas pipeline meant to avoid Ukrainian territory is a blow to national interests, said the Ukrainian energy minister. About 80% of the Russian national gas bound for European markets transits through Ukraine. Difficulties between the countries, however, expose vulnerabilities in conventional routes, prompting Moscow to pursue alternative delivery solutions. South Stream is planned to move more than 2 trillion cubic feet of natural gas to Europe per year after it passes through Turkish waters of the Black Sea. Gas flows are expected by 2015. Representatives of the American Chamber of Commerce in Ukraine and the European Business Association have recommended to the Minister of Agriculture, Policy and Food of Ukraine to initiate the Cabinet of Ministers to cancel the export quotas of wheat and barley in mid-May, when the government will receive the balances and forecasts of grain production in 2011. The Chamber of Commerce stated that it opposes any restrictions on the freedom of market operations, especially export quotas. However, the imposition of the export duties for grain, which was considered as the best option for supporting the price stability and food security, must be the temporary solution. The Chamber of Commerce is firmly convinced that the free functioning of the market provides the best conditions for creating the competitive agricultural industry, which will guarantee food security for the population, as well as provide Ukraine the vital role in the world grain market. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is confident that independent Ukraine is impossible without independent press, and assures that the power will make every effort for journalists to feel free. Yanukovych said on World Press Freedom Day, "I would like to tell Ukrainian journalists that I stand up and will uphold any independence of Ukrainian mass media, support independent journalism, and do everything to complete the case on the death of the journalist Gheorghe Gonzadze and punish the perpetrators." He added, "We must assure the completion of investigations into cases related to the disappearance of journalists. The power will create conditions for journalists to feel free in our country." A truth wall set up in Kiev on May 1st will allow Ukrainians the freedom to express their opinions in writing as an outlet for criticism of the government, according to a report. The National Forum of Trade Unions of Ukraine, which has organized the event for the past 3 years, set up the wall, a piece of plywood with a piece of paper attached to it, on a central street in the capital last Sunday, reported the Kiev Post. According to organizers, anyone can write anything on it using the attached pens. When the paper becomes full, it is replaced with a new piece. The first inscriptions mainly criticize the Ukrainian administration appeared on the truth wall 5 minutes after it was erected. Among those inscriptions were, "Government, shame on your prosecutors, they are for sale," to "We want to live, not exist," and "Dissolve the cabinet ministers," and "Where is the administration?" There were also some positive statements on the wall, including, "Long live the people of Ukraine, miners are champions, and please abolish the school uniform." Some people who left their signatures even left their cell phone numbers. Well, that is Mika Newton rehearsing in Düsseldorf, Germany for the semifinals of the Eurovision 2011 contest, which will take place May 11th at the Esprit Theatre. On the night of the semifinals, out of the 19 performances, she will sing right after Bosnia-Herzegovina, Austria, Netherlands, Belgium, and Slovakia. Ukraine had some widely reported problems earlier this year in getting a fair and undisputed selection of their entry. But once again, the delegation showed that it can pull something spectacular out of the bag when it comes down to the last moment. The song itself, called Angel, is a mid-tempo song, which comes from Mika and her backer. Now that was a look at some of the Ukrainian news headlines ending the week May 6th. If you would like to subscribe to this program, go to www.pcjmedia.com/Nash Holos and you can subscribe to Ukrainian News Outlook via iTunes. I'm Keith Parent.